I talked with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I asked His forgiveness as I knelt to pray. And if I could repay, I'd be only too willing. For He died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. To the far distant shore, many friends have gone from me. They're singing the victory of God's love, I know. Through the valley of death, I'll be led by Jesus. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and low. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the roll's called up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the roll's all up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil.
There's a light guiding me
to that heaven above. Well, we shouldn't be the only ones doing this. It's like here, I talk with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I asked His forgiveness as I knelt to pray. And it should move everybody to do what we're doing. If I could repay, it's all we're doing. It's to express your gratitude to the Lord. The only way you can say thank you is to say, Lord, use us for your glory. That's it. That's the only thing that'll satisfy Him. For He died on the cross to save us from sin. There's nobody that could pay the price He did. There's nobody available. You look through heaven and through earth, there's nobody that could go to the Calvary except the Lord Jesus Christ. So every human being that has any morals and principles, they own their life if they're truly grateful. But they're not born again, or they're just that religious has snuffed out everything from every sense of reality, that religious a camouflaged, diabolical, religious, phony thing that the devil has raised up, these cults. It's just a substitute of Jesus. But if you're really, truly born again, and if you're truly grateful, you just simply say, oh, Lord, do with me as you see fit. Thy will be done in my life. That's just normal procedure. Not that hard to understand. if you're really truly grateful, and then that's what people do when they're grateful. Lord, use us for your glory. Because what you did for us, if it was for him, look where we'd be.
That's right.
Headed for hell.
I think, like, where would I be, like, if it would be for Jesus and the hope that he gives you because of what he did at Calvary? You'd be locked up in some religious organization and not know right from wrong, nothing, you know, thinking that's the way it should be, while inside of you something is it's warring against, you know, what is right, you know. It's like, it would be an awful place to be without Jesus.
See, that whole other thing is one big fat lie. Mm-hmm. But we shouldn't be the only ones that tell people that. By now, people know, they know exactly what's going on. They know exactly that we're right. But they don't do nothing about it because they don't want to get their feet wet. They don't want to be identified with the truth. They are afraid and intimidated what they'll do to them. Mm-hmm. Well, fear not him that kills the body. You just call their bluff. They can't do a thing. But I tell you what, who could do something for you if you trust the Lord and you do what you're supposed to do? Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of people like that. That Willis, he was listed to us forever and a day. And then that Ian from Pine Creek, he was listed to us steadily. And then God required something of them. God wanted them to step up to the plate because they knew that we were right. Because they know that how the right thing is one big fat lie. See, if we wouldn't have told them, they probably wouldn't know, like I didn't know that. But see, we told them that it's a one big fat lie, that whole stuff was just came on by Satan. It's just a conflage. It's just an artificial so-called Christianity. That baptism is of the devil. That whole smear, that making preachers is just like we've been saying all along. It's a big fat lie. It's a bottom lie. And there's people that listen to us. They know it's exactly what we're saying is true, but they look at it, well, you know, why should I get my feet wet? I got it made here. I got my food. I got my home. I got everything comfortable in this comfort zone. Why should I support them? Well, I tell you what, the payout is worth it because the reason we're standing for truth, you and I are standing for it, and we're willing to put our life on the line to what we believe, and the dividends is so, you can't, the payout that the Lord gives us, like when your mom passed away. We were having a hallelujah time simply because of the truth that you and I are standing for a truth. And then when your loved ones and your family members, they die, they go to a good place just simply because we're standing for a truth. And that's the payout. That's the result because we're putting our life on the line. We've got, Lord, use us for your honor, for your glory. I tell you, it'll not be in vain. You know, the Lord gives us all these things. Like when my brother passed away, well, he didn't have nothing godly about my brother. My brother John, everybody knows it was just a good timer. But see, at the end of the day, the last couple of years of his life, he just kind of realized that what I've been saying all along has been true. And he kind of told me. He came here about a month before he passed away, and he let me know that all these preachers, all of this is a bunch of noise, and he went back to the simple song. He used to do a line. That's what he told me. These mean more than all their preaching means. And he kind of, when he died, he went to a good place because we could feel it here. But somebody dies from that other, I call it, we know, we can feel it when they're going to a good place like that Mendel from Heartland. That Heartland color knows exactly what else you're trying to tell them all along. But see, they're rebelling against the truth. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to don't be identified with the truth. But see, it's going to be required of them. And then when they die, they're not a good place. They're just rebelling against the truth, really, at the bottom line. They know I got the truth. And they know me. And they know of me. But what do they do? Sweep it under the rug, thinks it's not going to have any value, but at the end of the day, that's why I keep saying, at the end of the day, what really counts. Lucy gave me linen hand and love for mine and hands to stain. Kindly, kindly, silly bring, kindly, I see garments in. Mother gave me linen hand and music so for Jesus' shame. Kindly, kindly, sailing bring, kindly hands to get garments in. Jesus hath me, yard and lace, mayor's erecting, needed now. Abba, therefore, in a shine, does his vast big crowding. Music in midland and music so for Jesus' name. Kindly, kindly, sail and bring, kindly, I seek God's name. Care and deep, Lord, and yard, Lord, I'm a mercury. Fear and island, roads of Yorkin, very than my gunster's glee. Music gave me learning, music so for Jesus' name. Kindly, kindly, sing and bring, kindly, and sing it, darlings, sing. Heard and defa, Lord, and yard, nor Lord, fear and island, fruits of Yorkin, there in my dances glee. Music gave me land, music so for Jesus' name. Kindly, kindly, sail and bring him, kindly and sweet garments.
Yeah, when the Lord called us, we surrendered. Mm-hmm. We said, yes, Lord, yes. We will do your way. Kefta Difa, Lord and Yaren. You think about that Ken every time. He can be crying the blues now. Kefta Difa, Lord and Yaren. Nurna Ayman Metsuri. Go and ask him, what did he get out of turning his back on the Lord? And not standing with the truth for his day. And the Lord directly told him right out of heaven, you'll stand with the truth. You'll stand with saying, what would have been the difference? Look at all the people that were under his watch that he could have directed towards the heavenlies. But he did the opposite. He went and told them this is a Shekinah program. Look at all these windy bees guys. They were sitting on the fence. They didn't know what to go. Should they do this? Should they continue? And he showed up right when these people were trying to make a decision what they should do. They were battling in their mind, and he was going down there, gives them a wrong steer, and that we don't have nothing, and we're not the truth, and we're just checking up. And that turned them off against it, because I was there the very next day, and I couldn't even talk to those people. He had them so convinced that told them a lie instead of telling them the truth. And look at all the people that he could have infected towards the heavenlies, you know. Well, you may not win them all. You may not have much results, but at least you did your part, just like we, you know. We're doing our part. It falls by the wayside to a lot of people. Most of them, they fall to the cracks, like I tell you. That Willis, he came around. He was pretty solid. He made sure he doesn't miss one setting, for almost a year. And then all of a sudden, he just took a 180 and went the other way. And then they end up slandering us. And then what they're doing, they're rebelling against the truth. They know this is the truth, but they're rebelling against it. And there's something in their life that they just can't overcome. But see, we should be, like I say, we shouldn't be the only ones that are doing this. By now, the whole country should be infected with what we're doing. They should be telling their friends and their neighbors and their relatives. It's not our job to go and tell that holy circle, for instance. It's somebody else's job. Because that right now, that like that Ian from Pine Creek, he was this job forever and a day, but he come up to a cross. Well, what am I going to do? And I'm sure he told his father-in-law, that Carl from West U there, and of course, he wasn't ready to put his life on the line, so he compromised, you know. He knows that we got the truth, and because they know me down there. I was there when they started, I've been down there forever and a day, and was with their help build that place up when it started there. So they know of me, they know what I'm about. But see, they don't want to be identified, because it's easier to just go along to get along, if you know what I'm trying to say, because they don't want to rock the boat. Well, sometimes you just got to rock the boat. And if you want an outcome, if you want to care about your family and your offspring and the people that are under your watch, that's the only way that they'll have an expected it, if you stand up to the plate, and if you're willing to lose your life for his sake and the truth. That's that simple. You're not standing with you and I, with Samuel Lorraine. You're standing with the truth. We just happen to not compromise. We just happen to go right through. We got the truth for the day, and all you got to do is stand with the truth. Like I say, you're not standing with us. Amen to that. We're at the closing of the. This whole thing is about to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
We're just very close to the ending of all things. As you start here, by your comes the end of the day. You can see it. You can earthquake. You can look on your internet. Everybody has internet now. The Lord set up that internet. Everybody pretty good got a cell phone, you know. You could just tap in. Earthquakes today. Sometimes they're in the hundreds in one day. Some are big, some are not so big, but lately they've had some big earthquakes, 7.5 on Colombia and then the Philippines, and big earthquakes. Mm-hmm. Like, just like that song we're saying. Earthquakes in diverse places. It's like the scripture says, this is a sign of the end. You have to be a stupid idiot not to realize you're living in the ending of days. Could be any day now. You see, Israel is being restored. And all that fighting over there just to restore Israel. The devil don't want Israel to be restored. So he sends in his tugs and he's trying to stop it. The same thing here. We're just telling people the truth. So the devil uses these religious zealots to try to stop us. But they can't stop when the Lord has a commission. And we're sold out to the Lord. There's no devil in hell that can stop us, because we know we're right. We know we got the truth. And we don't care what they do to us. They can only do to us what the Lord allows them to do. But see, there's wars. There's rumors of war. All these are the signs of the end. We hear about the wars. We see the famine in the land. There's questions in the children's eyes. Troubling days begin. The whole world is shaking. There's no safe place to stand. And the mournful sounds are heard throughout the land. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of a city that jumps or coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, "Son, it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last." I can't believe I'm standing here to see the end of time. And the preacher voice still echoes in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of a city that jumps are coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. For a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, "Son, it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation That will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here. To see the end of time. And the preacher voice still echoing in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of a city that jumps up coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. Yeah, we're not listening to Trump and his rhetoric and the things going around the world. We see what's going on, but see, we're listening for a different sound. Our ears are tuned to that heavenly sound. Mm-hmm. When it says here, the sound of a city that John saw coming down, that's the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, coming back with his bride to rule and reign. He took his bride up at the rapture, just before all hell breaks loose. That's could happen this year yet. That's how close we are to the end. We don't know the day of the rapture, and we're not even going to try to know, but we know we're living in that era of time. Absolutely. Where it says here, I remember the preacher saying, and it shall come to pass, there'll come a generation that will be the last. This here is that last generation. There is no more generation coming. It's going to all happen exactly via the scriptures, and that's why we're putting that all our effort. That's what we're doing. What we're doing. We're just trying to send a warning out to a lost and dying world. Because believe you me, if you and I wouldn't be doing it, it wouldn't get done. You could go on YouTube and watch these dumb princing up and down. Mm-hmm. They talk about things. All they're interested is their money. That's you right. Can see how much money they're doing. Well, we're doing everything for free. We went to work and saving up enough money to do so that the Lord did it all. And then we had enough money saved up. Now we can do this for free here. And we're retired and... it doesn't cost nobody nothing. He sent them out two by two. He said, don't take any, don't charge nothing, don't take nothing with you. I take nothing for the journey now. Just go out there and tell the people about the coming of the Lord. That's all we're doing. And we don't expect no money from nobody, and we wouldn't, even if they sent us, and we'd send it right back. Mm-hmm. Because we don't want your filthy lucre. The minute they take their money, they think they own you. They think they control you. We don't want nothing. We're just simply doing what the Lord told us to do, and He pays us good. He meets all our needs, and He's always a step ahead of us. When we want the car, He just moves on us to go buy an electric car. When we needed that big truck when we were trucking, He told us, go into the showroom and buy a brand new truck. When we wanted a house, He told us, this here's the house for you. Everything He does before, simply because we're about the Lord's business. Mm-hmm. And we ain't about to change it. We ain't about to be intimidated by these tubs that come around trying to divert us. See, we made up our mind.
That's right. People think they can tell you what to do. You know, it's quite a cheap shot when you analyze it with how God has worked in your lives and where He's brought you from. You know, and where He's brought you to, you know, the truth of the hour, and then people want to tell you what you should do.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a cheap shot to me.
Amen to that. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He's dribbling out the vintage world,
the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the faithful lightning
of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. We'll continue from where we were yesterday. This kind of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, I'll use a different translation. Now I, Paul, it's Paul talking, myself beseech you by the meekness of the gentleness of Christ. I could put my name there, but I'm not going to do it. Who in presence am base among you, but being excellent and bold towards you. We're not walking on eggshells. We're calling it the way it is. That horror, I think, is one big fat lie. And the people that support it, they're not going to have a very good end, because it's all just engineered by Satan. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. See, when they see it, they got their mindset. Satan has polluted their mind that they think this is a Shekinah program, like that Ken I was telling you about. He went and told everybody that the reason he's not with us anymore because we're shaking up. And then it says here, I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. Well, that's not the truth. We're not walking according to the flesh. For we, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against after the flesh. But see, we're in a different chapter. We're not the flesh. This crucify the flesh. We're walking in the spirit. If you walk in the spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's the avenue that you and I are walking in. Yeah, we have to eat to survive and do the necessarily everyday things. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. We don't fight with normal weapons, with guns and knives and missiles and stuff like that. See, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Tearing down that big lie, that order I think is of God and all that. That's a big lie. We're tearing down these strongholds. We don't go in there and destroy their buildings and all that. We just by prayer and by telling people the truth, that thing automatically will collapse, because we're living now in a time frame where Babylon is falling. Ever since 2021, that's 7 years. That restoration of Israel is on. And you know what happens in the week of Daniel, the restoration of all things. Everything is just beginning to go back to the way it was before Satan came on the scene back in the garden. God is restoring all things, and it began on October the 15th, 2021. And now we're just about at the end of that second year period, and Jesus comes back and to rule and reign. We're just telling people. We're doing everything we can to try to warn people about the coming of the Lord. That's the only mission that we have. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. A lot of things is just an imagination. Mm-hmm. That other, I think, is just an imagination. Mm-hmm. That religious thing out there, it's just imagination. Exactly. Somebody came up with a pipe ring, and then they figured they could make money on people, and then they came out and they start preaching, and it works for them. Like that Benny Hinn and that Joel Osteen. It's all about money and to deceive people, because Jesus warned us, and the lad did, the deception will be of such magnitude. So what the devil does, he's got this harness. He got himself an organization, that religious world out there. He's got it engineered just simply to deceive the masses. Here's the only place you'll find the truth. Casting down imaginations, every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's what our name is. I bring all these people that they're listening. They're listening to us all around the world. Bring their thoughts into the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ, and having and a readiness to avenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. See, we're obedient to the Lord of glory, and then that's why he gives us the license to do what we're doing and to say exactly what we're saying here. We're just
We're just about the Lord's business. Because we sold out. Because we were just grateful that he came by our way one day back in the early 70s. I was going around for 2 years like a zombie because I was under tremendous conviction about sin and about righteousness. That's what the Bible says, what the Holy Spirit will do. He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And I was under that tremendous cloud of conviction. I couldn't find no answer. And then the Lord saw my broken spirit. And he said, the broken spirit he will not reject. And he saw me, and he came by my way, and he saved me, and he gave me eternal life. And we've been going ever since. And he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man comes, opens up, I'll come in and sup with him. And we've been supping ever since. Yeah, I've been up and down, back and forth, sliding and falling many times. Spend a year in the gutter trying to get up and all that, but at the end of the day, he saved me from sin, and then he gave me this mandate here. He gave you and I a mandate to tell people the truth about what's coming, about God sending a prophet, and the people that know it, they know exactly that what we're saying is 100% the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no devil in hell that's going to stop us, because now that our obedience is complete, we can put it out there. We can punish these people that are not pulling their own weight. Like I said earlier, it should be up to us to go after that holy circle. It should have been that eye from Blumengard.
Mm-hmm.
He should have done that. I've been in contact with him forever and a day. And he knows exactly what I stood for. But see, he figured it's easier just to go along to get along.
A lot of people, they want to hold on to something too. They want to serve God, and then they want to still hold on to their position of power.
Yeah.
You know, instead of surrendering all and saying, like to the Lord Jesus, they surrender everything and follow you.
Yeah.
And then, but people want to have both, and it doesn't work like that, because you cannot serve two masters. That's impossible. And that's why a lot of these people aren't successful in anything, is because they want to hold on to two things, and it never works out for them. They still want to hold on to that position of power, and then in the meantime they want to try to serve Jesus, and everything just becomes mixed up, and in the end they have nothing. It's just there. A nuisance ground.
Yeah,
it turns into that.
Like I said earlier, it wasn't my job to go after that holy circle, that Leonard and that Carl and that Paul from Rosebank and that Eli from Hidden Valley and that Blumengard Jake. That wasn't my job. It was their job. My job was to go after my father-in-law and my dad and tell them how corrupt that system was. And that's what I did. I went up against that whole hierarchy, told them where it's at. That thing is done of God. And at the end of the day, they told me you got till sundown to get out of here. Well, they don't want the truth. But see, we just kept on going. And now it's not our job to go down like, because it was that Ephraim Blumengard's job. He knew his dad was a crook. He knew what happened with that Henry ordeal and his mom lied about that and against the Holy Ghost. They know that story way better than I. I don't have to plant it out there for them. They know that his stepmom died because she was lying against the Holy Spirit. They know that episode with that Henry from Rosebank, and he went down there, and that Blumengard Jake told him to go home and take a truck and take your wife to the doctor, and don't even tell that Paul and that make them to just go do what I tell you. And then they went down and asked them, and you know, they know the story better than I. It was not my job to go and tell them. It was that Ike's job to go and tell them, to get in exactly what we have to do. We go right in there where it's family, it's friendly. We tell people the truth. And like I say, it's not just our job. It's everybody's job. Everybody should be on board now. That Willis shouldn't be aboard to go already to go after these Mendels, tell them that what we have is the truth, that Ian should go tell his people that everywhere where he go, everybody should tell their home front, tell them what's going on, tell them that this thing is the truth, that Sam and Lorraine have the truth. But see, they got a good bed, they got a comfortable home, they got everything made, they got food and raiment, they got everything set out for them. So why would they get their feet wet? Why would they step their neck out? Well, it's worth a journey. It's a lot better to say the truth, tell people the truth, than to ignore it and go out to hell in that. Because they're not going to have, they're going to stand before God empty-handed, and he'll just have to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. That's why you and I, we're doing everything what we're doing, everything that we can. We're trying to wake up a lost and dying world and tell them where it's at. And we would do a lot more if we could, but our things are limited. We can only do so much.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, give you thanks for this another day of life and the many things you do for us, Lord. They're just too numerous to mention, Lord. The day when you came by our way and you forgave us our sins and you gave us eternal life, Lord, and we're trying to keep our head above the water in these closing days of time. Everything that we see and do, Lord, we're surrounded with all this evil, like just exactly what you say is going to be very hard on the last day to be a Christian, to stay the course, Lord. But we just pray for grace that we'll just continue on this journey, Lord. And just, we know that it is exactly what your word says, seducing spirit, doctrines of the devil, men loving flesh more than God. And you ask yourself, when the Son of Man cometh, will he find faith on earth? And we read in your word where the faith will be taken away from there. We're up against all these obstacles, all this evil, constantly pressing in. And we're just trying to keep our head above the water, Lord, on a day-to-day basis. That's why we ask for grace, that you'll help us to continue on this journey. You've given us a mandate. You've given us a truth in these closing days of time that God sent the prophet, that you sent that prophet and that apostolic ministry, Lord. We just pray for grace. And we ask, Lord, that you'll open the hearts of the people, that let them know, Lord, that we're not just playing a game here. This is a matter of life and death, and we're just trying to warn people about the coming doom and gloom, about the coming judgment, about the day of the Lord, Lord. We just pray you'll help us to stay true and faithful to what you've called us to be, Lord. Most of all, Lord, I pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Yeah, there's not enough hours in the day, but you know, we can only do so much. And if we say it's too long, then it gets stale to a lot of people. That's why we're only doing an hour a day. We used to have 2-3 hours of a conversation back when we were talking. And after a while, you know, people can only have so long an attention span. And so we're doing it an hour every day, and hopefully somebody might listen in and do something about their care about their eternal destiny. And that's why we say here, when you're obedient, we're ready to avenge all disobedience. That's why we're doing it. We're punishing that disobedience. People, like I say, we shouldn't be the only one doing this. There should be tons of people already doing the same thing with their family members and their loved ones, and exactly what we're doing. We got the guarantee and the confidence that, like I say, telling you about my brother, he didn't stand with me. He was not a very holy person, but at the end of his journey, because we standing for a truth, the Lord said, if you believe, you and your whole household will be saved. And God has a way of doing it. He told that to Rahab, bring your whole family, and we've been over it and over it again, but you got to convince, you got to say it over and over to convince people, because the people, the inhabitants of the earth, they're contaminated and they're drunk with that wine of that religious fornication of these big fat lies that they tell people. They tell people that other, I think, is the way to heaven. Well, we're coming along, we tell them that it's not of God, it's of the devil. It's engineered by these antichrists. And it's a pretty tough road to hold to go against all this brainwashing that they've been accumulated for the last 300-400 years. But see, we're just telling people the truth. If they can accept it, fine. If they accept it, they're going to have the same dividend that we have. Because it says, if you believe a prophet and the name of a prophet, you will receive a prophet's reward. It's just that simple. You're going to get the same payout as we're getting. And we're getting the same payout that Brother Branham is getting. Because we believe a prophet that God sent the prophet here in these closing days of time. The things we're saying, they're 100% biblical proof. Because I keep saying, you know, you have to be in that, if you're not baptized in Jesus' name, you have no chance. You won't, but I don't want to contradict myself. To be in the bride, the bride of the Lord Jesus, you're going to have to be baptized in Jesus' name. But that baptism thing is over. Now all you have to do to get eternal life is accept the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's where we are at the time. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. When that song, Men Are So Busy, it says, he said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? You can say that too, like in a lot of sense. People make themselves a little kingdom here, like that holy circle or any of these religious organizations. It's like a kingdom. But Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. What we're doing is a spiritual for that heavenly kingdom, that what we're doing here. And we're exposing all these lies and the acts of disobedience. See, those are all parts of acts of disobedience that you see out there. When people lie against the truth, when they do not do their part, those are acts of disobedience, because they're just living for this world here and living for the flesh and living for the carnal man. But instead of stepping out of that comfort zone, you know, that's all acts of disobedience. And we can call it out, because, you know, God brought us through it all, and we had to forsake it all. We had to surrender it all. But we know that eternal reward is so much that what you go through here on earth is not even worthy to be mentioned.
Yeah.
What you have to go through, it's not worthy to be mentioned of what the glory that will be given to you on the other side. Like it says here, how cheap it will be on that great judgment day. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. That's what you can say about when people build up here this earthly kingdom, there's like this holy circle, or not stepping up to the truth and just being content with like, I have food, I have housing, I'm good. You know, everything's good. I don't have to get out of my comfort zone. But it says here, how cheap it will all be.
Mm-hmm.
All that will be so cheap when you compare it, what you could have had if you could have just stepped up out of that comfort zone and walk with the truth, and instead of being content with this earthly gain, and in the end it's all going to be burned up and you're going to have nothing.
See, a lot of people have a problem with you speaking here, but they don't know the hour we're living in. Back since 2021, we're living in the week of Daniel, where everything is being restored. Before Satan came on the scene back in the garden, Adam and Eve, they were on equal footing. The woman had just as much say-so as Adam did. But it was only after the Satan did his thing, after the curse came, that the woman had to play a second fiddle. But see, people don't know that we're living in the age where God is restoring all things, and he's putting the woman back in co-equal with man. It's no more what Paul said, I forbid a woman to speak in the church. Well, that thing is being, because we're living in the restoration of all things, all that is being restored, and God is beginning to restore all things, but the process has begun. That's why the Lord set it up, that he set it up, that you have just as much input here as I do. And like I say, people have a lot of problems, like that man we met the other day when we were at the Hutterite business meeting in there. And that one guy, I said, I want you to meet Loran here, because if you listen, give him a card, and I let him know that we have a website, and I want to introduce Loran, because you probably hear her speak, so you can put a face to it. And then, you got right up on the defense. Oh, you mean to say she's preaching? I said, no, we're not preaching. We're just having a conversation. But see, he's so brainwashed, mm-hmm. thinking a woman can't say nothing. Well, yeah. We're living in the restoration of all things. That's what I'm trying to say here. You're part of that restoration of all and the proofs and the pudding. You just got as much input as I do. It's not anymore where I forbid a woman to speak, like Paul said. It's back at the restoring of all things. Jesus Christ is off the mercy seat. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but he has not taken full possession of it yet. But the process is in the wake, is in the making, and we're prime examples, because you have got just as much and even more. And but you see things a lot better than I do, because you're a goody-goody two-shoes. You got a life that's like beyond reproach, you know. When you look at your life, you got a standard, you got everything that people look up to, there's no fault in you. And like with me, I don't have that perfect of a record as you have. And see what the God is doing. He put this thing together to prove to people the restoring of all things is on. You can go back and read at Daniel. All these things that's being restored here in these closing days of time. Everything is going go back exactly where it was before Adam and Eve fell. That thing is on right now.
Mm-hmm. Like I could find an excuse to, because my nature is just to be quiet and not say something, you know. But I had to get out of my comfort zone, you know, because I know the things that the Lord has showed me, and what the things He's walked me through are real. And if I don't speak it and say it, how are people supposed to know it and learn? You know, how are people supposed to know these things if you don't speak on it and get out of your comfort zone? Mm-hmm. Like, I could use those excuses too and say, oh, I'm not supposed to speak. But you know, the things that God has shown me are real, you mm-hmm. know, and it's my responsibility. Like, and somewhere along the road of life, you have to step up to the plate and own it. You know, and say it and speak these things that are true, so people can be set free. You know, a lot of people are not set free is because they don't stand up to what the Lord's been dealing with them. Mm-hmm. If God deals with a person, they need to do something about it. I'm not saying anything and just keeping it quiet. That is going, in the end, they're going to be held responsible.
Amen
for that.
To that. We got back in the days of Jeremiah. Jeremiah decided one day, the minute I open my mouth to start war, mm-hmm. to start fighting, I'm not going to say nothing anymore. I'm just going to go to my shell. But he said it burned in me like a fire. I couldn't keep quiet anymore, because if I don't speak it, he felt like it was going to explode. Then mm-hmm. he started speaking again. And that's all we're speaking the things that the Lord put on our heart to speak, and that's mm-hmm. why you're stepping up to the plate, because the Lord has showed you things. He'll show you things He'll never show me. You came out with the thunders. These Brenhamites or these Jacksonites, they still think the thunders erupt the road. Well, the Lord allowed you to see the thunders happened in 1963 when Brother Branham went down to Jefferson to preach to that. The revelation of the seventh seal.
Yeah.
And that's exactly when it happened. They're still looking for it. Is it because Brother Jackson said seven men from the ministry is going to bring forth the thunders? They don't know that Brother, a lot of things that Brother Jackson said was to set a trap for it, because he knew the carnality of the man. And now they're still waiting for the thunders to come. And the thunders happened in 1963. And the Lord gave you the revelation of it, and you told me about it. It took me about three, four days. I looked at it, and that makes sense. And see, but God used you to do that. And because the restoring of all things is now in motion, that He is putting the woman back in equal footing with the man. See, people have a problem, like I seen it yesterday. I thought I should mention, people have a problem when you speak and when you say something. Well, they're just going to have to put up with it, because God is restoring, putting the woman back equal footing with the man. In the millennium, the woman will have just as much to say as the man. There'll be no difference between male and female. And we're just prime examples of what is actually happening in the spirit world. Our journey here is not carnal. We're talking about the spiritual walk. If you walk in the spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's all our journey is. We're, We're just trying to warn people about what's up the road here and what's happening in the hour we're living in. That's all that we have to do.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are afraid of the truth, you know. It almost like they want to live in this darkness. But for me, you know, when growing up, I knew that the right thing was not real. I felt the darkness, and that's how I knew it was not real. The darkness that I felt. See, the truth is the light, and as the Lord walked me through it, and more of the light started shining in my life. Because more and more I came to the knowledge of the truth of what these religious systems are all about, what it's who's behind it. It's Satan behind it, and those are all the lies. And the more I walked with God, the more He showed me these things to set me free, you know, free from a lie, free from darkness, to bring us into the like that's all bringing you into the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ, who He is, and to serve Him. And that's all we're doing, you know, tearing down those strongholds of those of what Satan has built up, those lies and those you know, religious deception and all that's out there. And we're just trying to help people to do like stand up, you know, be counted for, you know. At the end of the day, it's going to be worth it all.
Yeah, tell that to the women. Don't be bashful to step up to the plate, because we're living in an hour where God is restoring all things. He's bringing everything back to the way it was before Jesus will be over to restore this planet back. Everything will be a glorious utopia. If you can only get yourself to believe what we're saying here to be true, you'll be part of that. It'll take 1,000 years to get everything back, and then there'll be no more sea, like the ocean will disappear, and you'll be able to go down and look at the Titanic and things like that. It's a glorious thing. The animal kingdom will be tame. Why would you want to miss it just because you're afraid of that Leonard and the tongues up in the pulpit? They're nothing but the agents of Satan. Did we say that? That Jacob Hutter was just an agent of Satan. They were just a bunch of antichrist that the devil sent in there to combat everything that Martin Luther said, because Martin Luther was speaking what that angel told him. This is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And Martin Luther, that angel spoke to Martin Luther, and we keep saying it over and over again. And Martin Luther put that old Roman Catholic out of business, and then Satan sends in these antichrists. He sends in Jacob Hutter. He sends in Andrea Zerba. We keep saying it over and over again, because they have to tell it over and over again before people get it. Because the people, the inhabitants of the earth, are drunk with that wine of that religious fornication. That's why it's so hard to penetrate these people, because they're completely brainwashed. For 600 years, they've been brainwashed and convincing themselves that other thing is the way to happen. Well, it's a flat-out lie. It's a blatant lie, and just behind it is the spirit of Satan just doing exactly what Jesus said. In the end time, the deception will be of such magnitude that it would even deceive the very elect if it would be possible. But see, you and I, we've been called out to do exactly what we're doing. We're just exposing the unfruitful works of darkness. We're telling people the truth of the day, the truth of the matter is. That's what we'll continue to do, because that's the mandate that God gave us. If we wouldn't be doing it, believe you me, it just simply would not get done. Because there's nobody out there that knows exactly right to the day, the hour that we're now living in. And you can take it to the bank, because God has given us the mandate. He has given us the understanding of that midnight cry. He's given us right down to the day, 1,260 days from October the 15th, 2021, to the middle. And then once you hit the middle, it's 42 months till the end, when that angel comes and Satan is no more, and then the day of the Lord kicks in. We've said it over and over again, but people don't believe. They just listen to it for a day, and then they just go back to their religious gutter again. And God, they figure, well, if we ignore it, it won't happen. It's like that ostrich. You know what an ostrich does when danger's gone? He puts his head in the sand and pretends it doesn't happen. And that's how people are today. They say, well, we don't have to listen to them, and they're checking up, and all that garbage, what they tell each other, and then they start gossiping, and then they say things about, just like it says over in Jude, they're saying things that they ought not to say, and then they defile themselves, just like it says over in Jude, they speak evil of dignity, they speak evil of things that the Lord is doing, and right in their midst, and there, it's the Bible says, they're defiling themselves, that's why they can't understand what we're saying, because they've been defiled by saying things they ought not to say, speaking evil of things that God is doing. See, we're about the Lord's business, and we're just having a great old time. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we just pray, Lord, that you'll help people, Lord, if they need to step up to the plate, to give them courage, Lord, because that religious system is just a scarecrow, and all it is it's just a feeble old scarecrow. But once you start standing up for the truth, and you give people courage, and they can defeat that scarecrow and be victorious. Because we know that Jesus came to set the captives free, Lord. Nobody needs to be locked up and in bondage. They can all be set free in the liberty of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. So we give you thanks for that provided way. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.